Top of the third inning, Merrill coming to the plate, trailing Wausau West 4-3. Leadoff hitter, Brady Norton. First pitch for Gravine is flown to right field, heading towards the line, and it will be caught out of my sight. I have to look beyond, because I'm set up on the first base side, try to look through the first base dugout, but going over, and I think in foul territory down the right field line, Alex Kapitz was able to bring it in for out number one. One pitch and one out, and now Cam Wallen steps in, and the first pitch misses for ball one. Joe Gravine out of the windup, sort of lost his balance. He kind of has spike caught, and the pitch ends up down in the dirt for ball two. Here's the pitch. That one is right down the chute, taken for strike one. Two balls and one strike. 2-1. Misses up high. Three balls and a strike. Wallen had an RBI base on balls his first time up. And there's a 3-1 pitch right down the chute for strike two called. Here comes the payoff pitch. There's a fly ball. Center field coming in hard as Wallvogel, and he'll get there and make the grab for out number two. So two up and two down on a pair of fly balls. And that'll bring up the number seven hitter, third baseman Eric Grunewald for Merrill. Grunewald went down on strikes looking back in the first. Gravine fires. Inside, spinning out of the way with Grunewald, ball one. Sun setting over the left field fence. Sun is out, so it's making for a look right into the sun as I look out that way. Pitch is in there for strike one from Gravine. Gravine working quickly, ready to go. Rocks, kicks, fires. There's a swing and a fly ball, right field side. Again, heading towards the line is Kapitz, and he could not get there, and it drops in foul territory. Ball and two strikes on Eric Grunewald. If he reaches base safely, Noah Klug would hit next here in the third. 4-3, Wausau West, game two of a doubleheader. Warriors won the opener 5-0. Gravine stares in. He's ready. Here's the pitch. Just off the inside corner, ball two. Two's across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Looking for a 1-2-3 inning is Joel Gravine. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a foul ball out of play. We'll do it again at 2-2. Working out of the wind, the right-hander kicks and deals. Swing and a miss, strike three, and a good 1-2-3 inning for Joel Gravine to mow down the Blue Jays in the top of the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And a 2.5. Warriors 4, Merrill 3. This is Wausau West Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Bottom of the third inning, Warriors coming to the they lead Merrill by a score of 4-3. Ty Teske will lead things off for the Warriors. First pitch from Wikes is a ground ball foul third base side. D.C. Everest defeats Wausau East this afternoon, 5-3. So Everest now 4-0 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Wausau East is 0-4. E.J. Wyke sets, kicks, fires. Misses a little bit low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Teske had an RBI single his first time up. 1-1, up and in, and that's ball two. Two balls and a strike on Teske. Miles Wahlvogel due up next, and then Travis Clotty for the Warriors. There's a swing and a ground ball into left field for a base hit. Taking it the other way was Teske, and he leads off the Wausau West third inning with a base hit. So now with a runner on first and nobody out, Miles Wahlvogel will come to the plate for Wausau West. E.J. Wykes kicks, fires. Tried to bunt, came up empty. Actually got a piece of it, but held on to by the catcher, Henrik. Strike one. That was a nice job of hitting by Teske. Left-handed batter against the left-handed thrower. Went the other way past the third baseman, Grunewald. Pickoff move, and back in safely at first is Teske. No balls and one strike. That was the fifth base hit of game number two for the Warriors. Here's the pitch. That'll be fouled back to the screen by Wahlvogel, and it's nothing to two. Four to three, Wausau West, bottom of the third inning. Wykes kicks, fires. Down in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, Henrik. And advancing to second base on the wild pitch will be Ty Teske. So now a runner in scoring position for the Warriors with nobody out. Wahlvogel was hit by a pitch, had an RBI his first time up. It was a bases loaded hit by a pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball that time by Wykes. That had a lot of bite on it, and that is the first out of the inning. So now with one out and a runner on second, number eight hitter, catcher Travis Clotty will come to the plate for Wausau West. Runner leads off second. Here's the kick and the pitch. In at the knees for strike one called. Travis Clotty earned a bases loaded walk with an RBI back in the first. Teske leads off second. Wykes comes to the plate. Check swing, but not able to hold up. Runner on the move, and in safely with a head first slide is Teske. That was good aggressive base running. It was a pitch in the dirt, was knocked down by Henrik, not too far away, but breaking immediately was Teske, and able to beat the throw and get the third with only one out. Nothing and two now on Travis Clotty. And the pitch. Misses away for ball one. Chance to get the Warriors back up by two is Travis Clotty. Lefty stares in, gets the target. E.J. Wykes kicks, fires. Foul tip. Fighting it off, staying alive is Clotty at 1-2. Four runs on five base hits for the Warriors. Two runs on three base hits for Merrill. One error committed by each side. Strike three called. In at the knees outer portion. A big strikeout for E.J. Wykes in the second out of the inning.
Right field number four, Alex Kapitz.
That will leave it up to Alex Kapitz, the right fielder for the Warriors. Setting at the belt, Wykes fires. Good hard fastball. Pops into the mid of Caden Henrik. Strike one called. Looking for the two-out, two RBI hit is Alex Kapitz. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball right field side. That could be trouble. It's in there. Oh, no, it's running grab. I lost sight of it for a moment, but getting over to his right, making the grab was Cole Rudy in right field, taking away an RBI hit from Alex Kapitz. Boy, well hit ball the other way for Kapitz, but a good running grab made by the right fielder for the Blue Jays. For the Warriors in the third, no runs on one base hit. There were no Merrill errors and one runner left on base. End of three. Wausau West 4, Merrill 3. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 225548 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Top of the fourth inning, Merrill coming to the plate, trailing West 4-3. First ball swinging is Klug, and he'll line it into center field for a base hit. So Noah Klug takes that first pitch and lines it to center, and now the Blue Jays have the potential tying run on base. And now the number 9 hitter, second baseman Brody Klebanow coming to the plate. Klebanow singled to lead off the second inning. 1-for-1. Squares the bunt. He'll lay it down. Good bunt, third base side. Charge, oh, and then overrunning it is Dylan Landreth, and all hands are safe. That was going to be a tough play either way. That was a really good bunt by Klebanow. But sacrifice bunt, air, runners on first and second. Nobody out. And now the top of the order, and Corey Page, the center fielder. Joe Gravine on the hill for the Warriors. Sets. Peeks at the runner at second. Kicks and deals. Another bunt. Good bunt. Picked up by Gravine. Only one play. Oh, and he has no plays. There was nobody at the bag at first, so he held on to it and then looked to third, and there was no play, and all hands are safe. Back-to-back bunt attempt. Sacrifice bunts, and the Warriors not able to get any outs, and now the bases are loaded with nobody out. I guess that's going to have to go as an infield hit, but that's an error basically on the Warrior defense. We can't give an error on that. So now there's going to be a meeting on the mound, the entire Wausau West defense, and right now the defense has let down the Warriors in this fourth inning. A single by Noah Klug, a sacrifice bunt, and an error by Brody Klebanow, and then a general defensive misplay by the Warriors on the Corey Page bunt, and the bases are loaded with nobody out, and Cooper Wendorf coming to the plate. So now a very hairy situation for the Wausau West Warriors, and Cooper Wendorf, who is 0-for-2, stepping in. Runners lead. The kick and the pitch. Misses up high for ball one. No balls and one strike on Cooper Wendorf. Joe Gravine sets. Kicks, fires. Low and inside, and that's ball two. Nowhere to put the batter with the bases loaded. Gravine has the sign and the target. 2-0 pitch. There's a swing and a fall back. 2-1. Looking forward to the sun going down because staring right into it beyond the left field fence is for my broadcast position. Gravine, two balls, one strike, fires. Down in the dirt, a nice block made by Travis Claude keeps the runners at third, second, and first, but the count goes to three balls and one strike. Again, putting down the fingers is Claudie, setting the target. Gravine fires down into the dirt, and that's ball four, and that will force in a run. We're back to even, 4-4. But now, Merrill a chance to get the lead as the bases are loaded with nobody out for E.J. Wikes. E.J. Wikes had an RBI single in the first and singled again in the second. Two for two. Gravine's pitch. That's in there for strike one called. The lights have been turned on, not taking effect quite yet, as the sun is still just at the top of the trees beyond the left field fence. Time is called, and Wikes will step out. Runners off third, second, and first. Wikes, left-handed batter, waits. Joe Gravine, 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Bit, ended up about ankle high. Coming up empty is Wikes, and it's nothing to two. Warriors could definitely use a strikeout. Gravine has the sign and the target. Gravine kicks and fires. Strike three called! Fastball for Gravine, and down goes E.J. Wikes for the first out of the inning.
Catcher number 26, Caden Henrich.
So now, one out. Bases remain loaded for Caden Henrich. He singled in the first, struck out in the second. Here's the pitch. Down low, knocked down by Travis Claude, but ball one. 4-4. Top of the fourth inning, game number two of a doubleheader tonight for Merrill. Gravine fires. Drops down low. 2-0. Good hitter's count for the cleanup man, Caden Henrich. Gravine is ready. Fires. That's in there. Breaking ball, 2-0. Two balls and one strike. Runners off third, second, and first. Joe Gravine still working quickly to the plate. Little roller. It's going to stay fair, and that is going to be out at first. Oh, good play by Joe Gravine. A swinging bunt on the first base side. He got to it quickly. Thought for sure that was going to be an infield hit, but able to get the runner by half a step. But a run does come in to score and make it 5-4 Merrill. But the Warriors will take that out because that was a swinging bunt on the first base side. Stayed fair, but really good play by Gravine to get off the mound and then fire to first just in time. So now Brady Norton will come to the plate, and the first pitch misses for ball one. Second and third, now two outs for the Blue Jays. Here's the pitch. Misses away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Brady Norton. He has walked and flown out the right field. Gravine kicks and fires. Misses up and away, and that's ball three. Brady Norton, the seventh batter to come to the plate for Merrill here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's Gravine's kick and pitch. Fastball right down the chute, taken for strike one called. Three balls and a strike on the left-handed hitting Merrill left fielder Brady Norton. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball from Joel Gravine. He's battled his way back to run the count full. 3-2. Trying to get out of this frame with no further damage. Gravine is ready. Peeks at the runner at third. Kicks, fires. Up and out of the strike zone, and that's ball four. So the bases again loaded for Merrill with two outs.
Right field number six, Cam Wallen.
And Cam Wallen, the right fielder, coming to the plate. There's a pop up, and that will be out of play, third base side. Wallen has an RBI walk and also has flown out to center field. High school baseball tonight on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes from Merrill's Athletic Park. Game number two, top of the fourth inning, Merrill 5, Wausau West 4. Bases loaded, two outs, no balls, and one strike on Cam Wallen. Joe Gravine on the hill, fires. Misses a little bit up and in, and that's ball one. Again, the runners take their leads. Gravine fires. There is a good fastball in there for a called strike two. Stressful at-bats throughout this doubleheader, in fact. Here's another one. 1-2 pitch. There's a liner into left center field in there for a base hit. One run is in. Two runs are in. Here comes the throw. It'll be cut off. Runners on the corners after a two-out, two RBI single by Cam Wallen, and Merrill takes a 7-4 lead. That's a big two-out hit for Wallen. Four-run inning here for the Blue Jays, and we're going to get a new pitcher for the Wausau West Warriors. We're going to take a timeout, be right back. Runners on first and third, two outs, top of the fourth. Merrill 7, Wausau West 4. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Now pitching for the Warriors, moving from third base is Dylan Landreth. Moving from second to third is Miles Haubert. And now in the game at second base for Wausau West is Cohen Bryant. Eric Grunewald at the plate for the Blue Jays. Runners on first and third, two outs. Dylan Landreth. There goes the runner from first, trying to get into a rundown. Fire to second, and safe at second is Cam Wallen. Making sure that Norton did not break from third was what Landreth did. And then he fired to second. So in the end, you don't like him being at second, but at the same time, you don't want that runner to score from third. So we'll take it. Here's the pitch. Drops a little bit low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Top of the fourth inning, a four-run outburst here in this frame for Merrill as they've taken a 7-4 lead. Runners off second and third. Dylan Landreth sets at the shoulders. Kicks, fires. Pitch misses a little bit up. That's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Here's Landreth's pitch. Drops a little bit low, and it's 3-0. Three balls and no strikes on Eric Grunewald. Ninth batter to come to the plate for Merrill here in the top of the fourth inning. Norton off a third, Walden off a second. 3-0. Drops down low and outside, and that's ball four. I said it before in this inning. I think I've said it about four times. Bases loaded for Merrill. And Noah Klug, who started this inning off with a single and came around to score, steps in. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball and a good one. That is strike one called. I'm hearing voices. No balls and one strike. Runners again off third, second, and first. Landreth's pitch. Another good ball on the outer portion for strike two called. No balls and two strikes on Noah Klug. He is 1-for-2. Fielder's choice in the first. Singled earlier here in the fourth. And the pitch. Chopper third base side. Picked at the bag and then taking the bag is Miles Hulbert to end the inning. Fielder's choice. 10 batters come to the plate for the Blue Jays in the fourth. They score four runs on one, two, three, only three hits. Yeesh. Four runs on three hits. There was an error, and three runners left on base. End of 3.5. We are halfway through game number two of this doubleheader. It is Merrill 7, Wausau West 4. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Tony Ifaldano will lead things off for the Warriors here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Warriors looking to respond, trailing 7-4. Pitch is down low from E.J. Weiss for ball one. Ifaldano singled and scored as part of a four-run first for the Warriors and then struck out as well in the first. Here's the pitch, and that's in there on a fastball for strike one. 1-1 to Ifaldano. Top third of the order here for West. Ryder Schindler on deck, and then Cohen Bryant will hit third. E.J. Weiss fires. Down in the dirt, scoots to the backstop. That's ball two. Two and one is the count. Here's the pitch. Drops a little bit low, and that's ball three. Well, they're down by three, the Warriors, but I don't think this one is anywhere close to being over. This game, it feels like maybe a double-digit game is on tap. There is a line drive into the gap in left center field. That'll be in there, and it'll be backhanded by Corey Page, and he'll get it back in, holding Eiffel Dono to a single. So a rip to center for Tony Eiffel Dono, his second base hit of the game. Leadoff man on for the Warriors, and now Ryder Schindler, who has laid down a sacrifice bunt and walked, so no official at bat in game number two. Wikes has been pitching in a lot of trouble here tonight. Pickoff move, and thrown away! Getting up, heading to second base will be Eiffel Dono, and he will turn but stay right there. So a throwing error on the pitcher on that pickoff attempt, and the Warriors have a runner in scoring position with nobody out. So Ryder Schindler steps back in. Wikes kicks and deals. There's a little roller, third base side. Picked up by Wikes, fires the first on target. Advancing to third on the play is Eiffel Dono. So 1-3 on the putout. First out of the inning, and that will bring up, for the first time in game number two, Cohen Bryant. As part of those changes, he's now hitting in the number three spot that was vacated by Joe Gravine. Joe had a single and run scored in the first and then walked in the second. There is a pitch that's on the outside corner for strike one called. Nothing in one on Cohen Bryant. Off of third base is Eiffel Dono. Wikes with the pitch. There's a ground ball to the right-hand side that's going to score a run. Bobbled at second. Pick. Fired a first in time. Brody Kleba now had a little trouble with it, but able to find the handle. 4-3 on the putout. It's an RBI ground ball for Cohen Bryant, and it's now 7-5. So Keegan Cruzan will now step in. Fastball, outside corner for strike one called. Keegan has singled and scored a run in the first and then struck out in the second. 7-5, bottom of the fourth inning. E.J. Wikes comes home. Chopper, third base side, a foul ball. Count goes to nothing and two. Warriors will be home against Mosinee on Friday. 5 o'clock first pitch, 4:50 for the pregame, right here on 98.9 WXCO. E.J. Wikes, 0-2 pitch. Misses outside for a ball. Tomorrow, high school softball marathon at Wausau East. 4:20 for the pregame, 4:30 for the first pitch. So softball tomorrow, baseball Friday. 1-2. There's a fly ball into the screen above the first base dugout, and we'll do it again at 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Keegan Cruzan. Right-handed hitter, number 15 on the back of his jersey. Pitch misses the outside corner, evens it up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hasn't been easy for E.J. Wikes, but he survived the entire game here on the mound. There's a fly ball right field side coming in hard and making the running grab is Cam Wallen for Merrill. Warriors do get one back in the fourth. One run, one base hit, one error, and nobody left on base. End of four innings in game number two of this doubleheader. It is Merrill 7, Wausau West 5. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action.
To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Top of the fifth inning, Merrill coming to the plate, leading Wausau West 7-5. First pitch from Dylan Landreth is right down the chute for strike one called to Brody Klebanow. 9-1-2 hitters for the Blue Jays in the top of the fifth. Right-hander Landreth sets at the shoulders, kicks and deals. Another good fastball pops into the mid of Travis Claude for strike two called. Nothing and two on Klebanow. Landreth has the sign, has the target, kicks and deals. Chopper at the plate goes off the body of the hitter Klebanow. We'll do it again at nothing and two. Wisconsin Valley Conference standings after the result earlier today from Weston has D.C. Everest now in first place at 4-0. Wisconsin Rapids at 3-0. Stevens Point is 2-1. Wausau West is 1-0. Here's the kick and the pitch. Up and in, and backing away is Klebanow. And it's 1-2. Marshfield is 0-2. Merrill is 0-3. And Wausau East is 0-4. 1-2 pitch. Just getting a piece of that pitch is Klebanow. Stays alive. One ball and two strikes. Warriors did not play a Whip Valley game until that first game today. They had the Valley bye a week ago. Everybody else played a pair of games. 1-2. Misses inside. Count goes to 2-2. This is the final year that Merrill is in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They move completely to the Great Northern in all sports next year. They've been playing football in the GNC for a number of years already. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that is out number one for the Jays in the top of the fifth. Top of the order now for Merrill and their center fielder, Corey Page. Page had a single, scored a run in the fourth, has also walked and scored in the first and flown out to right in the second. So 1-for-2 officially, 2 runs scored. Landreth fires. In there at the knees for strike one called. No balls and one strike. Coming out, jumping ahead of the hitters here in the fifth, Dylan Landreth for the Warriors. The righty kicks and fires. Swing, trying to hold up, but unable to do so was Page, and it's nothing and two. Pitch that ended up down in the dirt. So Dylan Landreth, oh, nothing and two. Good pitcher's situation. The right-handed hitting Page waits. Here's the pitch. Chopper third base side, taken on the second hop by Miles Hulbert. He'll fire across in time. Page really busting down the line. Good hustle, but 5-3 on the putout for out number two.
Shortstop number 22, Cooper Wendorf.
So now Cooper Wendorf, the Merrill shortstop, will step in. He is 0-2, also has walked, scored a run, and has an RBI. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Haven't seen too many easy innings for pitchers. Even in the first game when the Warriors were able to shut down Merrill, there were a number of base runners, but Ty Teske did a fantastic job every time there was a situation where Merrill would get a runner in scoring position. Always had that big pitch when he needed it. But here for the Warriors, get a 1-2-3, get the offense back up there, down by two. No balls and one strike. And the pitch drops just a shade low. One ball and one strike. Sun is almost setting. Still a little bit of light beyond the left field fence, but the light's starting to take effect. Good fastball that time from Dylan Landreth. In at the knees, outer portion for strike two called. One ball and two strikes on Cooper Wendorf. Landreth setting at the shoulders. Kicks, deals. There's a pop for Speyside out of play. Heading towards the parking lot. That's not where we want those balls to go. Got the vehicle over there. That is not the place. No. I thought it was safe. I think it's safe. One ball, two strikes. Again, the pitch. Ground ball, third base side, pulled just foul. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Started the first game of the Twin Bill back at 4 o'clock. We've been going at it here for about 3 3/4 hours. Had the break between games 1 and 2. But just a beautiful late afternoon and now early evening for high school baseball. Ball and two strikes. The kick and the pitch. There's a high pop-up on the infield. Tony Eiffeldano, the shortstop, will make the call, make the grab, and that will do it. A 1-2-3 inning for Merrill in the top of the fifth. Heading to the bottom of the fifth, it is Merrill 7, Wausau West 5. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Bottom of the fifth, Warriors down by 2, 7-5. Miles Halbert will lead things off against E.J. Wykes. Swing and a miss on the first delivery for strike one. Miles Halbert, Ty Teske, and Miles Wallvogel due here for the Warriors in the fifth. Wykes has found his way to get to the fifth here. It looks like he may not get out of the first. There's a fly ball right field side coming over quickly and making the running grab with a little snow cone is Cam Wallen. Boy, that was a good running grab again. He's been rather active in right field. Well hit ball by Miles Halbert the other way, but first out of the inning. Up next for the Warriors will be Ty Teske. He is 2-for-2. He had an RBI single in the first and then an RBI, excuse me, a single in the third. 2-for-2 with an RBI. Pitch is a little bit up for ball one. Teske doing the job. Even as a left-handed hitter against the left-handed thrower. Sometimes I think we make too much out of that. Good hitters can hit anybody. Fastball misses outside for ball two. So 7-5. Two for Merrill in the first. Four for West in the first. One for Merrill in the second. Four for Merrill in the fourth. One for West in the fourth. Chopper, first base side. Picked up by the pitcher and going to the bag himself is E.J. Wykes. Three unassisted for the second out of the inning. Well, two up and two down now for the Warriors. We saw a 1-2-3 inning in the top half of the frame, and now we're in danger for West of a 1-2-3 inning in the bottom half of the inning. Again, haven't seen many of those here tonight. See if Miles Wallvogel can avoid it for the Warriors. He was hit by a pitch, RBI in the first, struck out in the third. Here's E.J. Wykes with the pitch. In there for a called strike one. Wausau West with 6 hits here in game number 2. Wykes working out of the stretch, sets at the belt, kicks, fires. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Not able to catch up with Miles Wahlvogel, and it's now nothing and 2. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance, hands up high. E.J. Wykes kicks and deals. Drops down low, scooped up behind the dish by Caden Henrick, and the count goes to 1-2. Warriors are going to need a rally here to make it a doubleheader sweep. They won the opener 5-0. 1-2. Misses outside. 2-2. So 2-2 with 2 outs. E.J. Wykes looks in for the sign and the target. Has it. Sets, kicks, fires. Misses away, and that's 3. Count runs full. 3-2. Warrior catcher and on-deck player, Travis Claudie, will chase down that wild pitch. He's hoping to hit here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Time is called. Now stepping back in is Miles Wahlvogel. Ready is E.J. Wykes. Here's the payoff pitch. Misses low and inside, and the inning continues for the Warriors. A 2-out walk to Miles Wahlvogel. So now Travis Claudie, who had an RBI walk in the first and struck out looking in the third, will come to the plate. Travis Claudie representing the potential tying run, but again, takes a shot to get one out of here in Merrill. Deep fences. Pick off and back in head first is Wahlvogel. Seven to five Merrill, bottom of the 5th inning. Here's the pitch. Misses down low. Have to think by this point, E.J. Wykes is getting pretty close to 100 pitches. It's been a tough 4 2/3. He's had a long first inning where 10 batters came to the plate. 1-0. Misses up high, and that's 2. We have to give him credit. He battled through a very tough first inning. He has settled in and has been able to give his team some innings here in game number 2. 2-0, however, on Claudie. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul ball. 2-2. Alex Kapitz, number 9 hitter, right fielder in the on-deck circle for the Warriors, hoping to hit here in the 5th. Wahlvogel leads off first. Here's Wykes and the pitch. Misses low and inside, and that's 3. 3-2 on Travis Claudie. Heard it. It's a good hitter's count. And the pitch. Fastball in there for 2 called, and the count runs full. It does mean that Miles Wahlvogel will get a head start now at first base. 3-2 with 2 outs in the inning. Staring in is E.J. Wykes. The left-hander sets at the belt. Payoff pitch. There's a ground ball towards shortstop. Pick there. Long throw across. Safe at first as off the bag was the first baseman. The throw is a little bit high. All hands are safe, and going all the way to third on that play is Miles Wahlvogel. He was on the move. It was a ground ball to Wendorf. The throw was a little bit up. Coach for the Blue Jays out there, Sean Schultz, he thought that the first baseman held the bag. He is arguing, wanted some help from the home plate umpire, but nope, it's not going to be appealed. So now first and third, 2 outs for Alex Kapitz. Big two-out situation now for the Warriors. Tying run is at first base. 7-5 is the lead for Merrill. Kapitz is 0-2. He struck out and flown out. Hit the ball well the last time. Good running grab in right field by Cam Walden. Here's the pitch. Runner on the move from first. The fake throw, and instead it's cut off, and now a rundown. And Waldvogel is out at third. It was thrown to the pitcher, Weichs, who then ran down Waldvogel, tagged him out, and the inning comes to an end. The Warriors wanted to try a double steal, and it did not work, to say the least. So for the Warriors in the fifth, no runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. And a five remains Merrill 7, Wausau West 5. This is Warrior Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Top of the sixth inning, Merrill coming to the plate, leading Wausau West 7-5. E.J. Weichs will lead things off against Dylan Landreth. The Warrior righty kicks and deals. There's a hard hit foul ball. Strike one. Landreth coming off a 1-2-3 inning of the Blue Jays in the fifth. He's come out and thrown the ball very well since coming on in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Foul tip, and that's strike two. 7-5. Merrill looking for their first Wisconsin Valley Conference win of the season. They lost a pair against Stevens Point last week. 3-1 on Tuesday, 13-7 on Thursday, and then lost the opener of this Twin Bill 5-0 earlier tonight. Warriors 1-0 in the conference, would love to make it 2-0. D.C. Everest off to a fast 4-0 start in the conference. Wisconsin Rapids 3-0. They play Stevens Point in their second game tomorrow. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. There's a hard grounder in the hole between first and second into right field for a base hit. Well, you hate to see that in a nothing and two pitch. That was a little bit too much of the plate, and E.J. Weichs turned on it, hit it hard right between Teske at first and Bryant at second. Well, E.J. Weichs has done the job on the mound, getting the Blue Jays a two-run lead through five, and now he is 3 out of 4 at the plate. He has 3 singles and an RBI. Courtesy runner out there for Weichs, and now stepping in is the number 4 hitter, Caden Henrick for Merrill. Landreth fires. Drops a little bit low on a breaking pitch, ball one. Again, the Warriors back in action on Friday at Wausau West. Taking on the Mosinee Indians. Good non-conference matchup. 5 o'clock first pitch. 4:50 for the airtime. As the lights have gone out and now back on. Wow, that was interesting. But nobody stopped and the pitch is fired and fouled off to the first base side for a strike.
Come on, Dylan.
Maybe I was seeing things. I don't know. I thought the lights went off. Not even a time was called. And they went right back on and nobody said, let's keep on plowing ahead. 1 ball and 1 strike. Landreth fires. Drops down low for ball two. Two balls and one strike on Caden Henrick. Runner on first, nobody out. Top of the sixth. Landreth setting at the shoulders. Comes home. Followed straight back to the screen. And the count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Putting down the fingers, setting the target again is Travis Clotty for the Warriors. And the pitch. There's a fly ball. Well hit left field. That's going to be trouble. And that's going to drop in. Rolls deep into the left field gap. Rounding second, heading to third is Wikes. Into second with a stand-up double is Caden Henrick. He drove that ball deep into left center field. And now the Blue Jays have second and third and nobody out. So now Merrill, an opportunity to extend their advantage as Brady Norton, the left fielder, will come to the plate. Norton is 0 for 1. He has walked twice. Trouble here for the Warriors. Left-handed batter settles in. Here's the kick and the pitch. Up and out of the strike zone for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Little frustrated, slow walk back to the top of the hill for Dylan Landreth. The righty is ready. 1-0. Drops down low, short hop behind the plate by Clade, but the count now 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Brady Norton. Again, the runners off third and second. Landreth's pitch. Up and out of the strike zone, and that's ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Three-0 is a fastball right down the chute, taken for strike one called. 7-5. Wausau West trailing Merrill, top of the sixth inning. Trying to dig his way out of this trouble spot is Dylan Landreth for the Warriors. Kicks and deals. There's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right field, way back over the head, all the way to the fence. Two runs should score. Nope, actually one run, but that's holding up. That was actually not great base running. That ball right away was over the head of the right fielder, Kapitz, but the runner now getting talked to by the coach on the third base side. One run comes in and scores. Double. A runner on second goes to third, and the batter gets a double. You don't see that very often, but it's now 8-5 Merrill. So an RBI for Brady Norton, and runners remain on second and third with nobody out. And now Cam Wallen, left-handed batter, steps in. Landreth pitch. Fastball rises up and out of the strike zone for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Landreth kicks, fires. Down in the dirt, a nice backhanded stab made by Travis Clotty. Save a wild pitch, save a run, but the count is 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Cam Wallen. And the pitch. Misses up and away, and that's ball three. A struggle here for the Warriors in the top of the sixth. First base is open, but still. 3-0. Fastball right down the middle for strike one called. Three balls, one strike on Cam Wallen. He had a two RBI single his last time up. Big two-out hit in this game. 3-1. Down low, scooped up again by Travis Clade, but Ball four. Bases loaded again. In the second game, I've said that a lot for Merrill. They've had the bases loaded quite a few times. Bases loaded, nobody out for Eric Grunewald. Dylan Landreth out of the stretch. Sets, kicks, fires. Fastball misses outside for ball one. Started well this inning, couple of strikes, and then that 0-2 pitch where E.J. White's single kind of sparked Merrill here in the top of the sixth.